This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I am your guest host, Dave Sussman, sitting in for the aforementioned Joe Messina, and it is great to be back again. Thank you all for having me. Hello, everybody in the chat room on Facebook. Good to be back here. Hope everybody's had a great few days here. I am exhausted. I just want to start out the show by telling you this right now. I am just exhausted. Two nights. Very heavy emotional nights. Monday night, my erstwhile effort called Whiskey Politics, we're on America's Voice News. We worked the red carpet at the premiere of a movie that is coming out. We're going to be talking a little bit about it on the show tonight, called Unplanned. And it was at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Groman's Chinese, I want to call it. Then it became Man's Chinese, and now it's TCL. I think it's owned by the actual Chinese. Oh. We walked around. I've been there once in 40 years that I've been living here, and walked around and checked out some of the footprints. And I'm going to disappoint everybody in the listening audience right now. If you haven't been to, I'm going to just keep it calling it Groman's Chinese because that's what I remember the name as. John Wayne has some pretty tiny feet. Gary Cooper has got some tiny feet. Like, these are the guys that I grew up with idolizing. And I'm sitting there, and I don't have huge monstrosities. I don't have Shaq feet or anything. I got size 11, 12, depending upon the shoe. I'm looking at these guys. Isn't John Wayne like 6'4 or something? He wasn't that tall? Anyway, it was a little disappointing. So we got some B-roll. We're going to be putting that up at Whiskey Politics later this week. And we had the red carpet interview on this show, this movie called Unplanned. And it was devastating. The movie is fantastic. Everybody needs to see it. We're going to be talking about it later in the show. But I'm just going to tell you right now, emotionally, holy cow. Oh, my gosh. It's dealing with Planned Parenthood, and it's dealing with third trimester abortions. And this is something that we're dealing with right now in this country and New York, the state of Virginia. You know, these are states that are legalizing, essentially, infanticide. And you're watching this show, this movie. It isn't Gosnell. We worked the red carpet for Gosnell as well. Gosnell was like a Law and Order episode. It was done really well. It was like a crime thriller, and it was written well, and this movie was written well, and it was produced well, and the actors did an amazing job. But there is the first 15 minutes. I was told by one of my friends that a couple of females actually left the audience and threw up in the lobby. Yes, it is graphic, and there was not a dry eye in the house. And maybe this is the kind of movie that needs to be played among a lot of audiences right now that are not getting the truth about what is really happening. I'm not talking about the first few weeks here. I'm talking about 7, 8, 9 months. We've got a lot of questions to ask ourselves as a people, as a culture, and a society. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight. But first, I want to talk a little bit more about what is going on in today's news. I got to tell you, I believe firmly that you can have respect and you can honor the service that John McCain gave his country in Vietnam. And simultaneously, I believe that you could be absolutely just incredulous about what John McCain did as a senator, especially in his last couple of years serving this country. This is about the last couple of years John McCain serving this country. I was deeply upset with his thumbs down on the Obamacare repeal and replace. He was the deciding vote. My heart went out to him as soon as he announced he had brain cancer. But lo and behold, what happened? He was provided with the dossier, the Steele dossier. And instead of going to Donald Trump like a man does, when I hear a rumor about somebody that I know in person, before I go to Facebook or Twitter and start putting it out there for the world to decide, I'll speak to the person. I do this all the time in my life. But I've got questions for you. Explain to me this. Explain to me that. Oh, okay, now I get it. He went to the FBI. He got his underlings to take this to the FBI. And what have we had the past 2 years? The Mueller investigation. And it all stems from this. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I think Trump did a bad, good thing today. And I'll explain what I mean. He could have talked about the economy. It is just kicking butt right now and doing really, really well. But he got up on stage, and I think it was, what, in Ohio? Okay. And he opened up his speech with this.
A lot of people are asking because they love me, and they ask me about a man named John McCain. And if you want that to tell you about, should I or not? Yes? Yes? So I have to be honest, I've never liked them much. Hasn't been for me. I've really probably never will. But there are certain reasons for it, and I'll tell you. And I do this to save a little time with the press later on. John McCain received a fake and phony dossier. Do you hear about the dossier? It was paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton. Right? And John McCain got it. He got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI, hoping to put me in jeopardy. And
That's really it. So everybody is now just pearl clutching over this whole thing. And I want to talk more about this tonight because this is going to be the discussion for the next couple of days. We're going to have Evan Sayet joining us. He's returning to the show. I'm Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back at The Real Side. Great to be here, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
And Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. Great to be back here. 48 terrestrial stations, 3,000 on the GCN network, and, of course, our Facebook room. Hey, everybody on Facebook. Great to see you guys. And Ron C. Blevins just informed us, as well as the Googleverse, John Wayne was 6'4". Or 6'3", 6'4". He was a big guy. Tiny, tiny feet. Anyway, I left before the break. We're talking a little bit about this whole hullabaloo about the John McCain. And I wanted to bring my good friend, also comedian, and author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks and Why He's Convinced That Ignorance is Bliss, Evan Sayet. Evan, how are you, buddy?
I'm well, David. You know I'm well because I just saw you yesterday or the day before, but the audience didn't know that.
I saw you at the Unplanned premiere, which I'm going to be talking a little bit later tonight. Real quick, 30-second review on that movie.
It's painfully honest. But here's the thing. You cannot be pro-choice if you are not pro-knowledge. If you don't want to know the truth, or you're trying to prevent others from knowing the truth. So all the protests and the disingenuous R rating that was given by Hollywood, to keep information from somebody is to deny them choice. And it's just proof positive that the left is not pro-choice, they're pro-abortion.
Yeah, and you've perfected the languaging here. And, I mean, when we talk about languaging, I think the left own it, and you have called them out on it every step of the way, and that's what your book, Kindergarten of Eden, is really deals with, and your speeches, and Heritage Foundation, and everything else you've done for the right. You were a liberal. You came in from Hollywood, Arsenio Hall show, and all of this. And so when you take a look at...
I'm sorry, Dave. Let me interrupt. Please don't leave out politically incorrect with Bill Maher. I wrote for Maher for 6 years, so I think that says more about where I stood politically in the old days than any of the other shows I wrote for.
Right. So you and I, absolutely, and you're coming from Hollywood, and we were in the center of the beast on Monday night at Groman's Chinese Theater, or what used to be known as, it's now Chinese-owned Chinese Theater, TCL, we didn't see much in the way of any media interest in this story, right? They just don't want to deal with it, do they?
No, I mean, and that's the same thing as shutting people up. If you don't provide the information, or if you only provide one half of the story, and we saw this with another movie that our friends made, Gosnell, and you see it with, even on the college campuses, just with education. It's all one-sided, and there's both a lack of interest in putting the story out there, the truth out there, but also when you do attempt to put the truth out there, they engage in trying to shut us up.
They do, and they do it very, very well. We're seeing that right now with people like Judge Jeanine and other folks on right-wing news. Where are we right now, Evan, as far as our culture? Because we're talking about issues which I find to be extremely important and almost pivotal for us as a culture and as a society when we're talking about third trimester abortions, where we can no longer have this discussion.
I'll tell you exactly where we are. It is the culmination of a revolution that the 60s radicals tried to overthrow the government, tried to destroy the culture. You know, we've always called them the counterculture, with the assumption that they wanted to replace American culture with some other culture. That's not the case. In fact, my next book, which is still a year out, but it's called Countering Culture, The Left's War Against Humanity. Their goal is actually to destroy all culture. Culture is the manifestation of man's collective learning. And it just goes right back to the Kindergarten of Eden. Their desire is to destroy all learning and return us to pre-cultural days. And the reason for that is this. If you believe the human being is born morally perfect, then the accumulation of our intelligence is what's created all the evils in the world. If we're born morally perfect, then it's society that destroys the utopia. So their goal is to destroy society, all society. And this is, they failed in the 60s. And when they failed in the 60s, they engaged in what they called the Long March Through the Institutions. They took over academia and education, or if you want to think about it, indoctrination. They took over journalism, if you want to think about it, propaganda. They took over now the communications, and they've taken over a great deal of legislation. They own now every single means of indoctrination, propaganda, communication, and legislation. And I think it was Mark Rudd, one of the 60s radicals, who instructed children to murder their parents in their beds. He said the true flowering of the 60s is going to come in the 90s when we've taken over the institutions. He was wrong by one generation. They did, in fact, take it over in the 90s, but then they had to produce soldiers. They had to produce revolutionaries through the schools, through the propaganda, through the communications. So you think about 60s radicals became the 90s powers that be, and 30 years later, okay, 60s to 90s is 30 years, 90s to 2020 is when that generation of leftist soldiers will have been fully produced, and they have now recognized that they've reached critical mass. They don't have to lie anymore and pretend that they're not radical socialists. They don't have to lie anymore and pretend they love America. They feel they're at the point, the tipping point. And in fact, they really are. This really is the final battle of civilization versus barbarianism.
So you talk about the long march through the institutions, and that obviously goes all the way back to Frankfurt School. I mean, we're talking 70 years now. And as you said, it's coming around. We're seeing it now with this millennial generation, with the Generation Z. We're having conversations today about repealing some really important aspects of the Constitution. We're talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. We're talking about changing the Supreme Court now. It's a stack the court. Does this turn, or are we going to continue going down this road, Evan?
It truly depends. And one thing we have to do, as I just pointed out, they own every means of communication except one, and that's interpersonal. And one of the things that Hitler did that was so successful, and these are the same socialists, Hitler wanted to destroy Western civilization and replace it with his culture. They want to destroy Western civilization and replace it with no culture, but they both require first the destruction of Western civilization. And one of the things that Hitler did that was so successful was he put the Jews into ghettos. Because by putting them into ghettos at first, they couldn't counter with their presence, with their decency, with their goodness, the lies that he was perpetrating against them. And we have self-ghettoized. We don't want to fight. We don't want to argue. We don't want to lose our jobs. And by the way, partly we do this because the left is so vicious that we don't want to get into a fight. We don't want to get beaten up with. And again, we've got families to feed. And so we don't talk. We don't speak out enough when they put forth their lies. And we need to stop doing that. We need to recognize exactly where we are. You know, every generation has had to go to war against some evil force. And I hear the music. I'll wait.
Yeah, we're going to get back to all of this right after the break. We've got Evan Sayed, who is a writer and a comedian and a speechwriter, fantastic thought leader as well. And I want to talk a lot more about this, and we'll get back into John McCain right after the break as well. Dave Sussman here. If you've got any thoughts on this, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. Real Joe. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again going after late Republican Senator John McCain. While at a military tank factory in Ohio, he said McCain tried to use the Steele dossier against him.
John McCain got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me.
He turned it over to the FBI, hoping to put me in jeopardy.
He also complained about McCain voting against repealing the Affordable Care Act and that the Vietnam prisoner of war was not supportive of veterans. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson, chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, tells Georgia Public Broadcasting,
"It's deplorable what he said."
He said the president is harming the country with his childish talk.
It's a damaging situation. If my kids started talking about John McCain was not a hero, or because he was a prisoner of war didn't make any difference, or things like that, they'd have a serious conversation with me.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Last couple of nights, man, I feel like young Frankenstein. Emotional stuff going on. Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. We are live on Facebook and at our website, realside.com. And if you want to call and join the conversation, remember there's a thing called a phone instead of Facebook. 855-732-5563. And I'm delighted to have my good friend Evan Sayat on the line with us. And right before the break, we were chatting about the culture. But before we get back into that, because I think that's a pivotal part of the national discussion that we should be having right now, this whole thing about John McCain and taking the Steele dossier and not giving it to Donald Trump or not giving it to another Republicans and saying, hey, what do you think about this, but taking it to the FBI. Thoughts, Evan Sayat.
All right. First of all, I mean, the big question, the big thing that makes it even an issue is that you have to respect the man's service. And everybody does. We absolutely do. But the man's service is not a get-out-of-jail-free card for the rest of his life. And it's just part of his life. And you also have to judge a man, if you're going to be honest, by his works. And he loved the image of being a senator. He loved the image of being quote-unquote a maverick. He loved that the left championed him to the point where he was able to he was able to get such favorable press during the primaries because the left wanted the most far-left Republican they could get. So to be angry at him for choosing his image over the party, you know, part of being a soldier is you don't have to like the guy in the foxhole next to you, but you got to point your gun in the other direction. You got to point the gun towards the enemy. And too many times, John McCain chose the image of the maverick. Too many times he chose the image of being collegial over being a fighter. And part of it is, I think, being from a previous generation, he didn't recognize that this is a war at home. He didn't recognize that the left really is as much an enemy of America as the Viet Cong were. And I think he's correctly judged to be the conclusion being poor for his time as a Republican senator. He wasn't a Republican senator. He was a maverick who liked his own image, and that's not a good soldier.
Gotcha. I'm in agreement with you on that as well. We've got Evan Sayat here, who's an author, speechwriter, comedian, and saw your stand-up last year at the Ventura Harbor. That was fantastic, amazing comedy. And you've got a new book that's coming out. You want to tell us about it? I think it's for the wee ones, right?
Hey, well, it's a faux kid's book. It's written in the style of, let's say, A Good Night Moon, or people say Twas the Night Before Christmas, or any of the others. It's all about the ecological disasters that they've threatened us with from the time I'm young. And I'll do a little off the top of my head, and I've got the great political cartoonist A.F. Franco.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Done the illustrations, right? And he's done the illustrations,
yeah,
so I couldn't be more pleased. And let me try to do it off the top of my head. It goes, "Good night, my love. Yes, I know that you're frightened. So while you doze off, allow me to enlighten. I know about this thing of which they keep warning. I know about this thing they call global warming. The first threat they made, they call global drying. Never came true, but Lord knows they're still trying. Next, a hole in the ozone they swore would cause pain. When that didn't happen, they yelled, acid rain. When the rain came down, just as it always did, they conjured some new things with which to scare kids. First, the birds were diseased, and the swine they had flew. If one didn't get you, the other would do. When the bird and the pig turned out not to be bad, they turned to the cow who would drive us all mad. When that didn't happen, no one fell to their knees. They went along haunted and yelled, killer bees! And it goes on from there, just one after another,
you know,
after another.
It's like Dr. Seuss and Rush Limbaugh had a baby. Great job, man. I love it.
Yeah, that's an image I didn't use.
I didn't ask you to think about the image. But listen, but you're so good. You're a wordsmith, Evan. And as long as I've known you, you just have these incredible monologues that you can go on forever. And before the break, you were talking a little bit about this this discussion we're having right now with us moving towards the socialism. And talk about the differences in words, nationalism versus socialism, for example.
Right. That's the great fight right now. Those are the two ideologies that are at war. What happened was after World War II, it was universally recognized that nothing like national socialism, Nazism, nothing like national socialism can ever be allowed to happen again. The left took advantage of this and went about convincing the world the evils of national socialism were nationalism. They weren't. The evils of national socialism is socialism. In fact, Hitler wasn't even a nationalist. The national in national socialist no more means that he was a nationalist than the National Basketball Association means that they don't play basketball, they're nationalists. It was just the size of the organization. It wasn't a state socialist, and it wasn't the international socialist. It was the national socialist. So he wasn't a nationalist, he was a globalist. So both parts of the equation are exactly the same, because today's open border, one world leftists want the same globalist socialist ideology that Adolf Hitler did. And in fact, these types of one world governments can only come from the left. As Prager points out, the left is big government, and as you go further left, you get to one world government. When you go to the right, it's less and less government. The big threat of rightism isn't totalitarianism, isn't authoritarianism, it's anarchy. And quite honestly, there are like 10 anarchists in the entire United States, and you don't have to worry about them because who would organize their meetings?
We got Evan Sayed here, folks. Where can folks find you, Evan, by the way?
They can find me at evansayet, evansayet.com. The book, Apocalypse Now, is Apocalypse being the pseudo-plural of apocalypse, so that it's all of these apocalypse, drops on Earth Day, which is, I think, April 23rd, and they can get that at Amazon or my website. And, of course, my comedy special, Evan Sayed, A Deplorable Mind, is still available on Amazon Prime.
It is. Just, folks, go on Amazon Prime. You do a search up there at the bar and type in Evan Sayed, S-A-Y-E-T. If we're going to be having this discussion about language, we have to have a discussion about AOC, and we have to have a discussion about Ilhan Omar, because what is happening right now regarding the left and anti-Semitism?
Right. Well, the left has always been anti-Semitic. It is. You will find perhaps episodic or anecdotal examples of anti-Semitism from the right. But anti-Semitism is endemic. Jew hatred is endemic to the left. Obviously, the National Socialist Hitler was a Jew hater, and so was the Soviet Union. They singled out their Jews. And by the way, both of them, just like today's Democrats, were allied with the Islamists. Right? During World War II, Hitler was allied with the Islamists. The Soviet Union was the Islamists' greatest benefactor during the Cold War. And today, from Barack Obama giving Iran how many billions of dollars and helping to fund Hezbollah and promoting Jew hatred, I mean, how is it possible that this tiny liberal democracy, lowercase l, lowercase d, is the only nation on the planet that the leftists want to strangle to death economically with boycotts, divestments, and PBS and sanctions? How is it they single that? And it's because Jew hatred is endemic to the left. And, you know, they say that AOC is the new face of the Democratic Party. She's not the new face. She just took off the mask. She just no longer pretends. Jimmy Carter was just as big a Jew hater.
Mm. Wow. So when you have somebody like House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and she waters down this proposition to tell her that there is no anti-Semitism in this house. Instead, what did they do here, Evan? I mean, they completely just went, they threw in a hate basket of everything they hated, which means nothing counted, right?
Right, and this is an old trick that the Islamists used to use whenever the Islamic terrorists would murder babies in kindergarten classrooms or blow up jet planes, and they would say to the Islamist spokesperson, do you condemn this terrorist attack? He says, I condemn all sorts of evils.
Yeah.
Well, but do you condemn this attack? Well, no, but I condemn all kinds of violence. But do you condemn this attack? And the answer is no, because they don't condemn this attack. The left has always been, and there's a good reason for it. The great gift of the Jews is the concept of justice. That's what the Jews gave us, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, which is often misportrayed as some kind of call for vengeance. Exactly the opposite. It was the first time in human history that it was encoded that the punishment shall not exceed the crime. That if you step on the Pharaoh's toe, he could murder your parents, you know, your whole family. The Jews are the first who said, no, if they stepped on your toe, you can get the equivalent of that back in a settlement of some kind. It was actually the call for justice. I hear the music.
Yeah. Evan Sayet, thank you so much for joining us, our friend. And everybody find his book. It's coming out on Earth Day. And check his show out on Amazon.com. Evan Sayet, thank you so much for joining us. And Dave Sussman here, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. I will be back after the break at Realside Radio. Thank you all. Thanks, Evan.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And Dave Sussman returning here in the chair for Joe Messina, who is doing his civic duty, trying to save the children of the world. Thank you, Joe, for what you're doing at Realside Radio. However, I'm going to be sitting in the chair here for the next couple of hours and enjoying myself. I have a lot of fun. We're going out on 48 terrestrial radio stations and on the, 3,000 on GCN network? A satellite or some wangled space age thing they got out there. I don't even know. I'm just a flat earther. What do I know? And we're also live on Facebook. I just popped in and say hi to the room. It's pretty active in there. Got a lot of friendly people in there. So join Realside Radio on Facebook. And if you want to use the old-fashioned technology and give us a phone call, you can at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732. Or I should say 855-REAL-JOE. That makes it easier, doesn't it? Yeah. Anyway, I hope you're all doing very, very nicely on this Wednesday evening. And as I started out this hour before we had the wonderful Evan Sayet join us, we were talking a little bit about the McCain situation here. And I said, as I said, and I opened it up, and I think Evan repeated it, and I know a lot of people feel the same way. But and that is you can honor and respect the man's service to this country and what he went through in Vietnam and absolutely be mortified by what he's done the past couple of years before he passed away, especially towards this president. And we're seeing the acrimony continue right now with his daughter on The View, and I don't want to get into all of that. She's a loyal daughter. Good for her. But at first, the way that you take a look at the news, and when I say the news, I'm not referring to mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC. I'm also talking about Fox News now. I'm finding Fox, disagree with me all you want. Let me know in the chat rooms. I am finding Fox moving further and further to the left as well. And the first reaction that you hear from a lot of the contributors and the commentators on Fox this evening was that Trump stepped all over himself. That he had this incredible message that the economy is booming so it's doing so well right now that the Fed is no longer going to be increasing interest rates, which is going to set the stock market off like a rocket, I think, because, interest rates equal bad. It's going to cause less people to buy homes and cars and borrow money. So instead of him coming out and touting the economy, he eventually got to it. But the only thing that you're going to be hearing tonight, if you watch the news, including Fox, is that Trump stepped all over himself. He came out and attacked a dead man. Who would attack a dead man? Evil Trump. You don't like me. Lowering the levels every time I get. but here's the thing. Okay, if you are Donald Trump, who is a fighter, let's be realistic about it, okay? One of the reasons that we like Donald Trump is because unlike Mitt and unlike W and unlike McCain himself when he ran, when they were attacked, usually by the left-leaning media, or I should just say the media, I don't want to be redundant, okay, they just kind of went along with it, right? It's beneath them. The patricians from Cape Cod and Kennebunkport are not going to answer these lowly accusations. Did I put a dog in my car and kill him? Of course. How insane is that? Blah, blah, blah. Trump is going to come out firing with a Gatling gun to the point where he's using the Gatling gun, the bullets, are tweets. And he was the only person that I got notifications for when he tweeted. I had to turn the notifications off over the weekend. Anybody else? It's like, yo, come on, President. I want to enjoy my Saturday. Every 10 seconds, chirp, 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 chirp. Okay, because he's got stuff to say, but it's because he is a fighter. And when you have somebody like John McCain, who is, by all people that are calling him now, the conscience of the Senate, where were they in 2008? You remember what he was being called in 2008? Because he had the audacity and the temerity to rerunning against the first potential black president. Of course he's racist. Of course he's a white old man. And this was what the media was doing in 2008, all the way through the campaign. So you've now got a fighter. And this person who fights, he fights, to quote our previous guest, Evan Sayet, his town hall article that came out a couple of years ago, got 100,000 views. I mean, it was insane. It was the reason that people voted for Donald Trump is because he fights. But here's the thing. Turn off Fox News. Turn off the CBS News. Turn off ABC. Join us or like-minded shows like this where we're actually talking about the real news. Because, quite frankly, and I'm just saying this to you right now, the news and those that are up in arms about these comments that Donald Trump just made earlier today about McCain, they are pawns. P-A-W-N-S. You are being used, Jake Tapper. Dude who's doing ABC News, I have no idea anymore. CBS. You guys are being used. Because guess what we are talking about? We are talking about the fact that John McCain, of all people, forwarded this fake dossier that he got from Steele to the FBI. And this is what promulgated this whole investigation, which any minute right now, Tonight is Wednesday. We could wake up to news tomorrow that Mueller's dropping the investigation, and Trump has said he's going to publicize it immediately. Complete transparency. And it's going to be for what? Nothing? So what if we spent millions of dollars, countless hours of hand-wringing and pearl-clutching on the network nightly news and the panels on CNN and MSNBC fighting each other for what? Nothing's going to happen for this? And this has all happened because of McCain? This is what we are now talking about. The man is genius. Do I like his tone? Sometimes, no. Do I like the Gatling gun of tweets? Yes, yeah, sometimes you can hold that back a little bit. But do I approve of his policies? Abso-friggin-lutely. And that's why, and I think a lot of people like me who were Trump skeptical, I voted for him, but he wasn't my first choice or my 15th at the beginning of the primaries, and I think a lot of people felt that way as well, as a Rubio guy, who's disappointed me the last week as well with some of the things he's been saying. This is why I think he's going to be a landslide lock for at least getting 98% of the Republicans, many of whom did not vote for him in 2016. Now the key, Donald, Mr. President, I should say, is to get some of that middle 30-40% of the country that are swayable. That's the key. You got to talk to the ladies. You got to talk to the women. You got to talk to the suburban moms, because you lost them in 2018. That's going to be the biggest challenge coming up next year. I can't believe I'm saying it. We are in the election cycle right now. There's 764 Democrats have already thrown their hat in the ring. And this is all we're going to be talking about for the next 18 months. And it's only going to become more intense. Democrats, what do they want to do? They now want to go after his tax returns because they know there's nothing there. Trump knows there's nothing there. And all of this kind of came out of this whole McCain episode. Remember that when you are flipping through the Fox News or CNN or whatever it may be tonight, and they're screaming about this. How could a president attack a dead man? Ah! If you can see me on video, this is what John McCain did. This is his last action. It's a thumbs down, the deciding vote to change the healthcare system in this country for the better. And I don't know about you. Maybe I do, because I'm experiencing it myself. Rates have gone through the roof, where $400 or $500 a few years ago is now $1,200. And oh, by the way, more premiums, please. Higher deductibles, please. John McCain, sorry, this is on you. This is on you. So let's step away from the immediate reaction that Trump is using us to have this discussion. And now, if we think about it, we pull it apart, and we put it back together again, we can really see it from a 50,000-foot overview. John McCain shopped it to the press. The FBI. Think about it. So I'm hoping, as you're watching this tonight, and you are turning on the news after Real Side, of course, we want you to stay with us for the full 3 hours tonight, you're armed with the knowledge about what really took place, and that the Washington, New York City press corps, where they're sipping drinks together after they're on the news, and they're all nodding their heads and pearl-clutching and shaking, rubbing their... Oh, my goodness, can you believe what this president did? Think about it from the standpoint of why this president is so angry. And wouldn't you be... Unless maybe you're not a fighter. Unless maybe you are one of these old-school conservative, quote-unquote, patricians that will shrink when attacked. This country, what Evan and I were just talking about in this section, needs a fighter now more than ever. We are receiving now the unmitigated, completely exposed version of the Democratic Party. They are no longer hiding it, folks. They're coming after our education system, which they already own, our culture, and you. We'll be back after the commercials at the top of the hour here. I'm Dave Sussman. Thanks for joining us here, sitting in for Joe Messina, and we will be back after the break. Got another really interesting hour coming up shortly, so stick with us, and I'll drop into the Facebook room and say hi. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.